Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lewis Brower. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Daljak moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Johnson scores. Daljak moves to third. Stone moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Daljak scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brower fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Jorgens moves to second. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-1 in the game. Rees hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgens scores. Combs moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Combs scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 2, Tigers, 2. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Ruth goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Daljak takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daljak moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pipgras. Daljak scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees fields it and throws to home to get Alexander. Owen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0 for 1 in the game. Brower hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Jorgen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sorel moves to second. Hank Johnson now pitching. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens fires to second and picks off Sorel for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Daljak takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Jorgens and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Daljak moves to second. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daljak scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rees hits a line drive towards short. Brower reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-2 in the game. Brower takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Daljak strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rees bunts towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Rees moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehrig is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Owen takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Owen moves to second. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brower hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get McManus. Owen moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens fires to first and picks off Brower. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Joe Sewell. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Arndt Jorgens. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Cook moves to third. Bird moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs is walked intentionally. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Dickey now catching. Tony Lazzari now playing third base. Red Ruffing now pitching. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sorel strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Daljak takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive towards short. Larry catches it and throws to second to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 5, Tigers, 5. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Brower applying the tag. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing has McManus trapped. He fires to second, with Larry covering, who tags McManus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Combs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brower bunts for an out with unknown description. Hayworth moves to second. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sorel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. With four walks. Daljak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rees hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hayworth settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hayworth. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Gehrig steals second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-5 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. Alexander moves to second. It's 7-6, Yankees. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Owen bunts for an out with unknown description. Alexander moves to third. McManus moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is walked intentionally. George Uhel pinch hits for Lewis Brower. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander scores. McManus moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. It's Yankees, 7, Tigers, 7. Johnny Grabowski pinch hits for Vic Sorel. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski bunts beyond third. Lazzari can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. McManus scores. Gehringer moves to third. Uhel moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and New York Yankees, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.